There is no one whose case is so hopeless that Christ Jesus can't help. Hello again. This is Miles McKee coming to you from Dublin, Ireland. Great to be with you again today on the broadcast. I'm talking about a great passage out of Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, all this week. It's called Jesus and the Hopeless Case. Yesterday we said that there's no one whose case is so hopeless that Christ can't help, and today there's nobody whose case is so helpless that Christ can't help. The wonderful thing about the Lord Jesus is he is the God of all help. Yes, when you get to know the Lord Jesus, it's not just a matter of sitting there and talking to some wee dumb idol somewhere. The Lord Jesus Christ is alive, and he can really make a difference. He can really, really help. Jesus, in this passage of Scripture, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, encountered a man who was demon-possessed. This man couldn't even speak for himself, had no personality of his own. He thought like a demon, he talked like a demon. He ran around naked, lived in the tombs where the corpses lay. And he was a social menace. No one could control him. They came and they tried to chain this man and to contain him, but he just would break the chains. And so, if ever there was a helpless case and a hopeless case, it was this man. Somebody says, well, is there such a thing as demon possession today? You better believe it. Some of the listeners who are listening to me in Africa have seen that firsthand. Listen, there's demon possession today. But maybe sometimes demon possession doesn't come as obviously as it does in this passage in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. I want you to listen to this verse. Verse 28, this is where the man speaks himself. Verse 28 says, when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him. And with a loud voice, he said, what have I got to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? Wait a minute. Has he got it right here? Has he got it wrong? Yeah, he's got it right. He's talking about Jesus, the Son of God. And he properly and accurately identifies Jesus. And that means that a demon here has got good theology. Could I just say this to you? Having good theology or correct Bible doctrine won't get you right with God. There are lots of orthodox people who will end in hell. Do you know why? It's all head knowledge. I don't care if you memorized the Bible from Genesis through to maps when you were in Sunday school. Where's your heart with the Lord today? Do you love the Lord Jesus? Are you trusting him and him alone for salvation? Yes, demons have a sound theoretical knowledge of the Lord, but it hasn't affected their behavior. Ah, no, Jesus isn't their Lord. Oh, no, they're still enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've often said to people, you know, who say, well, look, I believe that Jesus died and Jesus rose again. I've often said, do you know what that qualifies you to become? That qualifies you to become a demon. That's all. Maybe you're sitting here listening to me today, and you simply believe in your head about Jesus, then that qualifies you to become a demon. Why don't you come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I'm a sinner, I need your help. And if you do that, he'll save you, because he's a good God, and he's gracious, and he's merciful and kind, and that's the gospel truth.
This has been a presentation of Miles McKee Ministries. Our ministry is made possible by the prayers of friends and partners in your area. If we can be of any help to you, please write to us at P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016.